Jesus matulal.
Thanks.
Yeah, God is not confused. We in terms of God is never confused. I'm reading Father about Stanerton. 4 years ago, when I did my first sermon, it was actually in Stanerton. It was still at the sports grounds. So God was really shaping my heart for the city. I'm really excited. Yes, there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen. We need to pack up and get some quotes for moving companies and all that kind of stuff. But I'm really excited about coming here. I mean, coming in of May, not June. Just quickly in a nutshell, my name is Donnie. I am the husband of one wife. I've got three little kids. Daniel, which is almost four, Yosha, which is almost three, and then little Isabella, which is 2.5 months. That's why I'm doing not here with me. I had really the privilege of the last 10 years being able to serve in Chapel Korea, and the last 8 years actually being an employee in Chapel. And it's just been a really amazing gift. You know, it's just amazing to just be a part of the family. You know, you would go to Stellenbosch, you would go to Joburg, you would go to all the other people, and immediately, the moment you step into the church, into the venue, you'll feel home. And that's what I'm feeling here. I'm feeling like I'm home. Okay, now we can start with the sermon. Can we start with it all just close our eyes? Father, we just want to thank you for this morning, Father. Father, thank you that you've got an appointment with us, Father, that we're here because we have the desire to hear your voice. And you have the desire to meet with us. Father, thank you that not one of us are here by accident. You've called us here to come into your presence. You've called us here to come and listen to your voice. Father, thank you just for the privilege of being able to come and meet with you. In Jesus' name, amen. When I prepared my sermon, I did not know that it was going to be a bad indication, but it just fits so perfectly into the sermon. You know, I see a proud father and a proud mother having their little baby, and just dedicating the baby to the Lord. We've got friends in Victoria. Some of you might know them, even Calista. Calista heads up our children's church. And they were pregnant, and they went for a scan on 37 weeks. And the doctor took her to look at the son, and just suddenly realized that the heart is a little bit off where it's supposed to be.